Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. What's going on with you, baby?
Not much. I'm very excited because today we are going to recap some Great British Bake Off. We're in the Bravo drought, so, you know, we're just sampling different shows to recap and have fun with. We're just sort of having fun with this moment. And we decided to revisit Great British Bake Off, which we've recapped in the past. We're just diving right in on Bread Week. We actually already started this episode. We started it and we did a deep dive into the cast. We're like, let's talk about the cast before we start recapping. And that was so long, it became its own episode. And we decided to make that our boni this week on Patreon. So if you want to hear a deep dive about this cast, that's there at Patreon, patreon.com/watchorcrappens. But this is the episode of the recap. This is where we're going to dive into it. Now, before we get into that, a shout out that I made on the boni, and I'll make out again here because it's on the boni. Our friend Ira Madison, his apartment burned down. He is a fellow podcaster. He was the he just left Keep It, but that was his podcast for a while. He's been on this show several times. We know him both in the podcast world. We know him outside. We love this guy. And he lost everything. He lost every single thing. So, yeah, it's absolutely it's terrible. He has a GoFundMe. It's on his Instagram at Ira the Third. Just look up Ira Madison the Third. And go help him out if that's something that you're able to do or want to do. But our hearts go out to him. We want to see him back on his feet. So that way he can write cutting commentary about pop culture like he does all the time. He's an immensely talented guy. Go help him out. So, Ira.
We love you, buddy.
Love you, Ira.
It's okay over there. It's a good guy over there. So, yeah, help if you can, for sure.
Help him out. Help him out if you can. But with that being said, let's dive into, we're just going, starting right into the latest episode of Great British Baking Show, which is the Bread Week. So we kind of touched on Cake Week and Biscuit Week in our cast preview. So again, go check that out at patreon.com/watchworkrabbins. But we're going to, right now, it's time to talk about bread. And one thing I have to say right away, something I am going to reiterate that we talked about on the boni is I love Allison. She's our new host that came on last season with Noel, replacing Matt, who did not work for me. I'm also enjoying that they had a really big, silly Jurassic Park skit at the beginning of the season, which I was rolling my eyes at, but somehow by the end of it, I was chuckling. I'm really glad that we are not getting really skits subsequently. Like, I was happy with the big skit at the beginning, and I don't need a skit at the top of every episode, so I'm glad we're just diving in. Unlike this show, where we don't dive in, where we just talk and promise a recap. But I have to say, I'm liking that we're just getting into the episode properly.
Yeah, you know, I kind of miss the skits, honestly. I like the Jurassic Park one. Did everybody just have a tie-in with Jurassic Park? By the way, I saw Jurassic Park because I was tricked by all the advertising. It sucked. Jurassic Park sucks now. Why do they keep making terrible Jurassic Parks? It was actually more entertaining on Baking Show than it was in the real Jurassic Park. I mean, what the hell? What is that show? What is that movie? How are they still making those? Make them better.
When they did their Jurassic Park thing, and when Noel was like, I'm going to, like, he said something to the effect of, I'm going to save us all. And then he tapped Allison's nose. I literally cracked up. And she was cracking up too. Oh, so good.
Yeah, you see, that's why I like them. I think they're good. Okay, where are my notes? I had them.
We're going to dive. We're going to dive in. I'll start.
This is, you know, this is a lot. This is a very dense show. A lot happens. This might be a 10-part recap. It might be 30 minutes. Who knows? But a lot happens on this show, and we have to talk about every little carb. every little carb. Because ultimately, you know, they say recap what you love. And I love carbs more than anything, especially bread. I mean, what a way to jump into this. I fucking love you, bread. Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with you, bread. I'm obsessed. Even the worst bread is good bread. I will eat moldy bread. I will pull the mold off the bread. It's a vegetable. Like, I'll eat it.
Yeah. It's living. It's organic. I texted Ronnie in the middle of the night and I was like, I need monkey bread. So now it's like, it's this time, it's bread week. The baker's face, a savory signature. Get down with donuts in the technical and tackle a sweet bread showstopper. Who will have reason to celebrate? Who will end up feeling flat? And who will actually look at themselves in the mirror the next day and say, it's time for me to go on a high protein diet?
Yeah.
It's a Great British Bake Off.
We see everybody coming back to the tent and Poyman, who I think we both love, but has made a few mistakes. She was shocked that she made it through to week three. I think she was right to be. She's made a few big mistakes. And she did an incredible showstopper last week. And so that saved her. So she's back, baby. Like, Poyman's really good because she fails, but then she does really great things. And they're like, we can't kick off Poyman. She's amazing. And plus, she makes wedding dresses.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
And then there's Ian. Ian's very excited. He's like, yeah, I'm feeling good about week three. I think my bread is my strength. If I do well in any week, it'll be this week. This will be the week where I'll do well. I'm like, oh, congratulations. You just cursed yourself. If there's any time you know you're going to fail, it's going to be the week where you're supposed to be doing the thing that you're really good at. Like on Project Runway this season, the guy who was like amazing at streetwear, then when they had a streetwear challenge, of course he flopped, and he flopped big time. Like, that's just what happens. I'm sorry. You're a very sweet, lovely, small man, but this will be your failure week.
Yeah. Toby's super excited because Paul Hollywood's going to eat his bread, which sounds kind of sexual, but he's like, oh, I can't believe Paul Hollywood's going to eat my bread, which is kind of creepy. Also, Paul Hollywood has this kind of abusive nature about him where people are so afraid of him that any little thing he does, like, oh my God, it's Paul Hollywood. He's eating a mean person is eating my bread, not spitting it out. I have made it. Like the whole, like, you got a handshake from Paul Hollywood. You know, anyone else would be like, don't fucking touch me. I've seen you licking your fingers for 3 hours straight, sir. Get your hands away from me. But because he's kind of mean to people, they're like, oh my God, I'm never washing my hand. It was a Paul Hollywood handshake. You know, he scratches his nuts with those things.
I'm sick of like the over reverence for his handshake. Like, cause he also gives them out like a little bit too much. I think this season he actually pulled back, but last season he was giving them out left and right. And so it doesn't mean anything to me. And I'm like, why do we act like Prue is just like some slouch? Like, oh, we don't really care. Like, it's nice what Prue has to say, but like, it's the Paul Hollywood handshake that matters the most. No, I think like we should care about Prue more. I think that Prue is the one to impress more importantly. She's just a little nicer.
Yeah. So we go, and also Prue's nicer, but she also does not hold back. She'll be like, hello. I've always wondered what it's going to taste like to have a little jam on. That's terrible. I wanted to die. I honestly will go to bed tonight, hoping that I don't wake up after tasting it. But thank you.
She's
cutting little things. It's like, bam, man.
She's like so economical with her distaste. She'll be like, oh, it's a bit of a fright. You're like, oof, that landed so hard.
Like, I love a nice codgy from her. She's like, codgy, it's too codgy, stodgy, codgy, glodgy, and dodgy.
But I do love when she also praises something and she like sets a scene. She's like, that, you know, take that and get some cheese and some wine, and that's what you call a good night. I'm like, yes, I want to be there with you, Prue.
Yeah, Prue lives her life. You know, she really lives it up well. She'll be like, yeah, you know, this is like after I had sex with Mick Jagger in that public restroom and I had a decent muffin on the way out. It reminds me of that. You're like, wait, what the hell did you just say? She just says everything in such a sweet little way. But
I know.
She's like, I did a line off a hooker's ass last time I had a bagel this good. It's like, what? You little minx.
Allison is like, welcome back to the tent, bakers, for bread week. So for your first challenge, the judges would love you to bake a delicious savory monkey bread. And Noah's like, yes, you have to make your own monkey bread. You can't just steal some bread off of a monkey and bake that. And they're all like, ha, 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 ha. And then I'm at home being like, ha.
We'll make bread out of a monkey, which that would be terrible, wouldn't it? That would be dark. I love it. Today we'll make judges. Bread out of monkeys.
Today. So I'm surprised someone didn't do that. The judges are looking for a well-flavored pull-apart loaf made with yeasty bread dough. I love how Allison just like punches you with her syllables. Bread dough.
Yeah, Allison's not a quiet person. Like, I think she's one of those people on the bus whose like phone rings, like she never has her ringer off. And she's like, hey, how you doing? Good, good. Yeah, I'm on public right now. I'm on public. Go ahead, make it quick. Don't want to bother anybody. Hope I'm not bothering you, love. Hope I'm not bothering you. It's an important one. Right. Phone bill. That's right. Am I still using that? Do I still have the watch on the same plan as the phone? Do I? I don't notice. Does this look like it's getting calls to you? Call again. Let's see if my watch rings, love. All right, call again.
You know, she's just like right, constantly she does. Anywhere she is. You're like, shut up.
And her ringer is super loud. And it's always that like American Beauty theme. A dink, 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 a dink. And she's like really loud and you get mad at her. But then she does the thing that's so nice. She'd be like, and so I was talking to Susie. She wasn't answering her phone. No, she wasn't answering her phone. I was like, why are you answering your phone? I got to get in control. Hold on, you need this seat. You need to see. Hold on, love. 1 second. Hey, take my seat. Take it. No, don't just take it. You sit right here. You sit here. I'll stand here.
You're pregnant, love. Okay. Have a seat. I'm not pregnant. Oh, you're pregnant. Have a seat. Don't
congratulations.
Be ridiculous.
Your first one. No, it's not. I love that for you. So then you feel shitty because she's actually being like loud, but like way more virtuous than you are.
Yeah, she's totally nice. But you're just like, shut up.
So yeah, that's her. And she's like, basically you can go out with this.
Yes. On your monkey marks. Get set. Big. So now it's time to make monkey bread. And so they're all talking about like, you know, monkey bread and stuff like that. And Prue is talking about, she starts telling us what they're looking for. She's like, monkey bread is a round loaf of bread, which is made up of lots of little balls of dough, and the reason it's called monkey bread is everyone pulls a little piece of, like a little tiny monkey. Fun fact, when I was hanging out with Mick Jagger in the 70s, he had a pet monkey and we would throw little balls above the monkey. That was actually where Monkey in the Middle actually began, with me and Mick Jagger. Fun fact.
And she tells Noel he's like a monkey, and he's like, I'm part monkey, one of those monkeys you see in markets in Indiana Jones. That kind.
I missed that somehow when you said that.
I saw a video on, like, I don't know, social the other day where monkeys were attacking each other, like gangs of monkeys were attacking each other because the tourists were feeding one group of monkeys. And I guess the other monkeys heard about it. So they came to get some food too. And they're like, oh, hell no. You better stay the hell away from our turf. And it's like, dun, 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 dun. And then the monkeys went at it and there was dust flying everywhere. Monkey bread, you know, it gets violent. Yeah. It gets violent. There's going to be riots. There's going to be riots caused by this fight.
Yeah, I think so. So then Paul's now explaining. He's like, to impress me, you're really going to have to come up with something that's quite unique. I want it to taste amazing, look amazing, have a real depth of flavor in your mouth. It's like, oh, shit. I was going to make something that tasted shitty, but now that he says it has to taste amazing, I think I have to change my game plan.
God, I better get rid of my shallow cheese bread. He's not going to like that. I was going to make you some vanilla shallow bread. So thanks for the tip. So he's like, cheese, you know, that's going to be quite strong in this challenge. Cheese. And then we cut to Ian and his mullet. And he's got a lot of cheeses laid out. You know what he doesn't have? A hairnet. Listen, I don't want that little mullet headed man leaking all over my, or shedding all over my food. Okay. You're making monkey bread. You need to get a hairnet on, sir. Okay. I love your mullet. Love your gravitas. You need hair.
Yeah. This is monkey bread, but we don't have to have it look actually like a monkey. So let's get the hair out of there.
This is not mullet bread. Okay.
It's like, all right. Well, the final finish should be a celebration of color, flavor, and a lot of seeds. Nothing and nothing but seeds, which is funny because later on someone has like a lot of seeds and they're like, it looks like the bottom of a bird cage. I was like, well, you just asked for a lot of seeds.
You literally just begged for seeds, you know? He's like, but it needs to look beautiful. And above all, it's down to the bake and the proving. And proving today he's all about proving. Oh my God, he doesn't shut up about proving today. Like he's out to prove something about proving today. Everything he says is like, it's all about the proving today. Oh, well, these aren't proved very well. Huh, I can tell you failed on the proving with this one. Oh, handshake. Oh, not a handshake. Not a handshake. It was a wave away. It was a bad prover wave away. Get away from me, you disgusting non-proving loser.
I would shake a hand, but it doesn't look like a hand has proved enough. So he's talking about proving is the one thing that makes or breaks this particular challenge. I'm like, it's every season with a bread week. It's always proving. He's like, get that wrong in any way or you underprove or underbake. It's going to be a problem. It's like, okay, relax.
And listen, you don't want to underprove. All right. We call that man Rod Stewart. All right. And get to it. Like, oh, that was a good one. Oh, God, that's a good memory. Unfortunately, we didn't have phone cameras back then. All right, Prue, keep it in your pants.
Well, I said to Rod, I said, if you think I'm sexy and you want my body, come on, baby, let me go. And then he just turned that into a song. And that was me.
So now the judges and hosts go over to check. You know, it's like they're checking on progress thing. So they go over to Ian Mullet first. And tell us about your monkey bread, brah. And he's like, mine is going to be modeled after an Irish cheese board because you said cheese, right? So I've got three lovely Irish cheeses and seeds. Do you want seeds? I got seeds. I got seeds too. I can do seeds. I can do anything you want. Just don't ask me to put on a hairnet. I won't do it.
All right. Very nice. Well, this is sort of your week, right? This is the bread. Bread's your thing, right? I'm not trying to get into your head or make you fail at the thing that you do so well, but you are going to nail this one. You're the one to beat. You're going to make the best bread all week long. You're going to make a great bread for this challenge and then also for the technical and also for the showstopper, right? Right, little mullet man?
And he's like, yeah, my girlfriend actually told me to practice it more because she wanted to eat it more. She really focused on me eating her bread. Paul's like, oh, because she was hungry. Which I didn't really get. But they all laughed. So then we see the bread he's making. One of my favorite things about this show is the carb artwork. I mean, It's always stunning. They have these beautiful, like, drawings, paintings, sketches. They're painted as well. So I don't know what you would call that mix. But they're so gorgeous. And a listener who is so amazing made Ben and I one when we recapped these back in the day, made us one of their showstopper challenges was making the head. What was it called? It's like the head challenge or something. You had
was a disaster.
Yeah, you had to make the head.
It was a bust.
Like somebody that you liked or whatever, a bust.
Cake bust.
And so she drew us our own Great British Bake Off art of our heads as cakes, which were so amazing. It's in my studio in Texas, so next time I'm there, look for it. It's always in the background. I love it. It's one of my favorite things.
Should I try to rotate so you can see it? No, you're not going to be able to see it. I'm sorry, everyone. But it's back there. It's right over my shoulder.
It's so cool. Anytime I see these, I'm just like, wow. And this one is no exception. They're all so fucking good. So this is Ian's Irish cheese board monkey bread. He's going to have apples in there, grapes, it looks like, twirly french fries.
Blackberries.
Roasted pear. I don't know. The apple and the pear I could do without, I think. But that's just...
Allison starts asking Ian questions about it. She's like, so when did you meet this girl then? I love talking love. He's like, all right, Wes, first week of freshers in uni. She's like, first week. Yeah, first week in the wee bar. And we were both sitting down and we were both like, do you want to get a drink? And we were both like, sweet, let's get a drink. Then I stood up and I finished here. And then she stood up and she kept on going. She finished all the way up there. She's like, oh, so she towers over you. She's like, yeah. And how does she mind having a little man? Which is so funny. Does she mind having a wee little man that she could put in the pocket?
I'm a short king. It's like, oh, I love a short king, doll. Love a short king. So now we go. It's like,
I'm a short king. You're so cute. I'm a short king. Look at me with my little mullet, a short mullet king.
Yeah, because she's a big, tall woman too. You know, this Allison. Yeah. So she's like, how's that working out for her? All right, might take a page out of her book, eh, love? Yeah, sure, king. All right, give me a ride then. He's like, okay, back away from my table. So they go up to Aaron now. Which one is Aaron?
He's the one who is...
Sweatergate?
He's the one, Trembly. Yeah, he's the one, he's the king of hobbies. Oh, you know, he's the one who's learning French. Gang. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's always about to cry, this guy. Braces. He's like, I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I'm good enough to be here. And then he makes something amazing. And then he cries. And he's like, oh, I made something amazing. Oh, my God.
He's making a bread that has yeast extract, which was funny. They're not allowed to say Marmite, I guess, because that's what it was. And that's obviously what the bottle was. But they had to, like, put a blank label on it. And then Allison is like, well, while Aaron is pinning his hopes on a love it or hate it ingredient whose brand name we cannot mention, but we hope that you understand what it is, Jessica is taking her inspiration from her favorite alfresco flavors.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, so Jessica's picnic season monkey bread. This one is intense. Walnuts and blue cheese. You know, you're never going to go wrong with that for me, okay? Walnuts, yeah. Creamy blue cheese, and succulent figs. So that sounds damn good. And Jessica is, let's see, what do they say? He says, you've got a lot of liquid in yours. And she just stares at him like, is that bad? And Allison's like, don't let him suck you out, love. That's what he tries to do. You put as much liquids in your bread as you want to. Paul Hollywood, liquid hater. Come on.
Love, what are you doing there? Why are you waving your hips? It's like, sorry, sometimes I just step into my Oliver Close-Off alter ego. Apologies, I'll get back to Jessica.
My later. Drag queen alter ego, Oliver Close-Off. Now we go to Nadia, whose thing is like dancing in the kitchen. So she's dancing. She's like, I dance. And she's kneading her bread. Then we see Leslie kneading the bread. And she's building up gluten strands. And that's the kind of building we need in this country. You know what? I think so much could be healed with just more building of gluten strands in communities.
Yeah. Yeah. So now Prue goes over to Jasmine. And Jasmine is going to be doing like an olive and rosemary one. But then also nduja and basil, which sounds fantastic. And Noah's like, Jasmine's spicy sausage and basil fillet will be rolled into swirls and paired with dough balls filled with Kalamata olives and rosemary. Then afterwards, she's going to go jogging with the friends again because that's apparently all she ever does.
And Paul's like, have you ever tried olive and coriander? She's like, no, should I? He's like, well, yeah, it's very Cypriot Greek. So, yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for dropping that, Paul.
Thanks.
Can you just appreciate everything she's putting into this bread? It's a lot going on here, okay? We don't need you like walking around telling everybody already how they failed. He's like, you've got too much liquid. You don't have enough coriander. You didn't even think of coriander. Like, for Christ's sake, man, yeah. Let them make their bread.
We don't need your whataboutism. If she says she's making olive and rosemary, you don't have to come in and say, what about olive and coriander?
Yeah,
this she wants to do olive and coriander. She do olive and coriander.
This isn't Gwyneth Paltrow and Sliding Doors. You're like, have you ever thought, what if I chose a different path? Yes. And you know what? They're both fucking Gwyneth at the end of the day. So just shut up and eat your slice of Gwyneth.
He was just bragging. He's just bragging that he knows what Cypriot bread tastes like. He's like, oh, I know what Cypriot Greek bread tastes like. Well, congratulations. This is olive and rosemary. Okay. That's going to be delicious. Get over it.
While Jasmine is sticking to tried and tested Mediterranean, Poimen is going for a more exotic ingredient. She's over there cooking with fucking wedding dress scraps. She's like, oh, this woman was a real bridezilla.
So she's got morning glory. And I was like, what's morning glory? And Poimen says it's a Chinese vegetable. And Paul's, well, it's a bit limp. And then they all start giggling. He's like, what? And Prue's like, stop that. Stop that. It's funny, a bit limp is what I told Rod Stewart after he tried to do me. After he sang Maggie May once. It's not a good story, but it's relevant to the moment.
She is making festival basin monkey bread with coriander, red beans. Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Red beans, ginger, curd, pesto. So this one sounds crazy, and it has like big flowery things coming off of the top, which is really cool.
So she's got a lot of different.
Really good.
It looks really cool, but she's got a lot of ball aspirations because again, they all have to make these balls that they're going to be putting into a bundt pan. Which I also want to do this because I bought like three different bundt pans. I was like, these are all so cool. I'm just going to make lots of fun bundt cakes, and it'll just be so fun, and that'll be like my thing. And then I like never make bundt cakes. I have these bundt pans. So I think I'm going to make a monkey bread in my cool bundt pans. Just so you know, just letting everyone know.
I would love to make a monkey bread. It looks hard, though. It looks really, really hard. I don't know if this is fun. The thing I should start on. I've never... Pardon me, guys. So disgusting. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm just laughing because you had like a gasp. You're like, I've never... It seemed like...
Normally, I would mute or something, but that one just came on so quick.
It was a fast one.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming on. But yeah, I'm not really, I haven't proven myself, no pun intended, in the bread genre. And I don't know that I have the confidence to make it. But after seeing all of these, I just want bread filled with shit, you know?
Yeah.
But how do you make sure it's all cooked evenly and stuff? Like, how is it not all goopy on the inside?
Just cook it, man. I don't know, but I have to say, well, that's why you're doing it in a bundt pan, maybe, because the bundt pan will, you know, there's a lot of surface area for the heat to come into. Mm. But I looked up some monkey bread recipes last night. A lot of them are actually like a cinnamon roll type. I wonder if that's like a classic monkey bread, maybe almost like a cinnamon bun.
Cheesy and garlicky. I want caramelized onion. Like a cheesy garlic nut type thing.
I want like a caramelized onion, garlicky thing with like lots of like everything bagel seasoning. That's what I would love. Just like, don't you love like a caramelized onion, like a focaccia with caramelized onions sort of in it or on it?
I love caramelized onions with anything. Yes.
I'm like starving right now.
I'm getting there now that we're talking about this damn show.
Let me just calm myself down now from this monkey bread talk. Okay. So she is going to be making this with like morning glory and everything.
And Paul's off Paul because she's like, oh, do you like milk bread? I hope you like it too because it's not in your recipe book. And why not, Paul? And he's like, it is actually. And she's like, oh, sorry. So that was a huge fail because, ouch, you know.
Yeah.
Factoid. Some PA probably set her up with that. Like, God, Paul doesn't even have a milk bread in his thing. She's like, I'm going to repeat that. Get Paul. And it failed.
I wonder if it's a lie. I almost want to look up his cookbook and see if he has milk bread in there because part of me feels
Let's look it up.
I'm going to look it up right now. I've got a service.
Hollywood milk bread.
I'm looking up. I have a thing called Eat Your Books.
Milk Loaf from How to Bake by Paul Hollywood. Yep, it's in there.
Well, you know what? Stop yelling.
And on Reddit, there's something called Breadit, which I like. I would subscribe to that. I'm going to subscribe to that. Paul Hollywood's Milk Loaf bread. Let's see what people say about it. It doesn't look that impressive, but I think it's because it's a homemade thing. It's soft and dense, but there's no moisture in it. Maybe more like a brioche. It was really good. His recipes are great. That's what they said.
Milk loaf. Wow. Is it like a milk? This bread is, someone says this bread is a revelation. Is this like a milk bread the way like an Asian milk bread, or is it just a bread that's like made with milk? And is there a difference? That's what
I don't know.
Like
cause the recipe is not actually in here. You want me to look at it? Cause there's Country Skill Blog. Country Skills for Modern Life says, this bread, I have to tell you, is a revelation, a genuine flavor of my continental childhood. The first taste was one of those Madeline moments where time peels away and you're no more than 5 or 6 years old again, standing in your childhood kitchen with a slice of bread and butter in your hand. Heaven! Or like this morning in my house. I mean, what the hell? You know, it's one of those recipe blogs where they're like, oh my God, I died. This takes me back to the time where I was 5 or 6 and I first saw daddy come home with a bowling ball. It's like, what does this have to do? Tell me how to make the bread.
Well, I just don't know if like if his is just a bread with milk versus milk bread, which is like a Japanese type of bread. And that's what I don't know. Okay.
Flour, butter, sugar, skim milk, instant yeast, salt, olive oil, and extra milk. You know what? For a milk wash before baking. That's it. It's bread with some milk in it. That's it.
Well,
but it doesn't look soft like the one you're talking about. So I think
this is just a bread that has milk in it.
Yeah.
It's also
pretty standard milk.
I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry now. I'm getting angry because he made Poi Man feel bad. And I'm like, is his a Japanese milk bread or is it just a bread that's milky?
Okay, well, now I'm going to look up Japanese milk bread. Japanese milk bread. Let's see if it looks the same.
Japanese milk bread has a whole look. Like it's
called that's not the same thing. No, that's it's like not. Very soft. It's like kind of got like a brioche.
It's got like a certain
Hawaiian roll or whatever, like buttery fluffy top. Yeah, this is a different bread. That's what she meant, Paul.
That's what she meant, Paul.
You ignoramus.
Ignorant milk. You milk breadist.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that he was being problematic there. I'm glad you brought
it up. It's actually a little bit problematic. It is.
Yeah, well, he's like, how dare you? You don't. He's like, I do make milk bread. It's like, no, Paul. She's talking about the real milk bread, not your dense ass country shit. Okay.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
Oh God, I'm glad you looked it up so I can just apologize now and not have to apologize later.
The Great British Bake Off Favorite Flavors. I'm sorry, that is a cookbook. Page 250, Japanese milk bread.
But is it Paul by Hillel. Paul?
It Paul, is by it's Paul? Credited to Paul and Prue.
Oh, okay. Because his other milk bread recipe was just regular. Okay, so you know what? I apologize, Paul. I'm the problematic one. And I can admit when
I'm wrong. But to be fair, that was in the Great British Bake Off cookbook. It was not in Paul Hollywood's. Paul Hollywood has milk loaf.
Yes, not Japanese. You're right. That bread. Was different. Okay. You know what?
So, fuck you know
Paul,
what? Like,
okay.
Fuck you, Paul.
I rescind my apology.
It was not inherently in your tome. It was more like you got credit in the Great British Bake Off and they probably just slapped your name on it. Let's be honest.
This is like one of those shows where I know 90% not of what I speak. And so I'm just going to go off and start yelling at people and then find out later that I was completely wrong about everything that I said. And you know what? It's something I've learned to accept over the years. So
you know,
anyone who's hitting their steering wheel right now and calling me horrible names, you're right. Okay, enjoy it.
I have to say it's Rosh Hashanah today, and I love starting off the new year by taking the stance on Paul Hollywood that he was mixing bread. Up his milk breads. Yeah.
Do better in the new Jewish year, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, so now Noel is telling us, you know, the judges are expecting of flavors that pack a punch, and now we go over to Natalia, who's super into bacon, guys. She loves bacon. And she's like, bacon, it's so delicious. And she's really into it. So we see her.
Loves it.
Yeah. She just loves bacon. I don't know. I don't want bacon in my bread, but I don't eat bacon.
No, I'm okay with it. Then we go to Tom, who is our resident, very serious anal gay. He's our hot anal gay. And he's like, so today we are calling it a French degustation. Because it sounds fancy, I know, but really, it's just some very simple French flavors. Croque monsieur inside one, French onion soup inside another, steak and peppercorns in the final one. Okay, Tom, relax. This guy being like, it's just simple flavors, just a steak and peppercorn and croque monsieur. I mean, they are kind of simple, but like that's...
This ain't French until you put freedom fries in there.
That's what I say. Until I see Gerard Depardieu's sweat glazed on top of your monkey bread, it ain't French, okay?
But I like it because the drawing has little croissants all over it, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, don't forget croissants. I love croissants, even though there's nothing croissant-y about it, but he's not going to let you forget that croissants are amazing.
So is he putting French onion soup on the inside? I guess he's just putting in a bunch of caramelized, like probably like brandy-soaked onions.
Well, from the picture, it looks like he's doing caramelized like balsamic onions or something, and in as a filling. And then he's got like a dip thing in the middle that you dip it into.
Sounds actually amazing.
Delicious. We need
sounds exactly what I want.
I actually have plans this afternoon and I might cancel them because
I'm considering making a monkey bread. I'm not even joking. I
want monkey bread. Let's do it. All right, let's just pick one and let's have a monkey bread off.
I have a cookbook. Actually, I'm so excited because I have a cookbook that I picked up. I had it for like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. I finally bought it and I still have yet to cook from it. It's called Savory Baking because I just love the idea of that. I love savory bakes. And she has like a few different monkey breads in it. And today may be the day that I finally cook from Savory Baking because this is, I cannot look at these drawings of monkey bread any longer. And there's still so much more bread on this episode, but really it was about the monkey bread. I rarely care about the star baking thing. It's usually some over the top thing that's like not like a realistic bread that I would have on my day to day life. But it's always, I think it's this, the signature bake. That's the one that I really like because it's like I could see this being served to me and eating it, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, let's do it. today. That's going to be the rest
monkey
of our
bread,
day after
monkey
this.
Monkey bread off.
Monkey bread it is, baby. So let's see. They don't want too much moisture in there.
I love our listeners having to be subjected to our real-time descent into monkey bread madness.
But that's what these shows do, right? Like Project Runway, you start sewing something. Top Chef is on, we start cooking things. And now I'm like, it's time to do some baking. I mean, some of this stuff just is too incredible. Also, I would love to be one of those people who's like a cake gay, you know, who's like, oh, there's Ronnie. Like my friend Beth is a really good baker, and she does, she's actually really good at bread too. I'll never forget a fucking bread, a sourdough she made one. It was incredible. I just couldn't believe someone could do that at home. And she's a cake gay. Like she brings cakes to people, and it's just such a beautiful, like she, it's just such a beautiful thing to do. And everybody, I mean, Zabeth is also a really good person and really funny. So people remember her for like her talent, but really it's all about the bread. Like at her, like if she passes before me, I mean, I think I'll skip everything about what a good friend she is and just go straight to the cakes. Because, wow, you only have a limited time in a funeral. And I think I'm going to remind people, like,
you got to make it a tight five, not even tight five, tight two.
I literally just killed my friend in a recap for no reason. Sorry, Zabeth, but I love your cakes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go over to Nadia. The judges go over to her. Nadia's monkey bread is from Calabria, where her dad is from. And there's sun-dried tomato and black olive. And she's foraged some wild garlic.
Which is pretty cool because that means, I guess that's, I'm assuming this was filmed in the spring because that's when you're going to get your like green garlic and wild garlic.
I need that stuff to go through the FDA first. I'm not going to have your hand-picked poop-grown crap.
But the FDA in Britain is called the Food and Darcy Administration. And it's like, we discuss food and Mr. Darcy. Should he have really gotten with her? I'm not sure.
The Fancy Donuts Association. So, let's see. The gay donut child.
I love the vision for this monkey bread because it's just filled with garlic and pesto, just everything and olives, everything that I could ever dream of. And I also love how she says garlic in this way. She goes, garlic, garlic,
garlic.
She keeps them.
Yeah.
She's like,
she does.
She's like, make it some garlic. I'm like, yeah. Okay, all right. We'll have some garlic and let's hold back on the spit.
Yeah, she has that in her accent. I like it, though. Paul's like, you nicked that from a field, did you? And she goes, yeah, an otter spool right by mine. It's good. And he's like, yeah, now I know where it is. I'm going to go steal your garlic. So
as a recap, the garlic that you're eating is from a place called Otter's Pool. So just know that's what's going in your mouth is some Otter's Pool garlic. The otter was swimming in this. Okay.
Another thing I really like about this show is all the prep that goes into it, because not only do we get this artwork that somebody, I mean, there's probably a whole team that does this artwork, but they actually practice all these recipes. Like they know what they're going to have to make and they are given time at home to actually make it. It's like getting picked to go to Fashion Week before you even know you're going to be on Project Runway. You know, they're like, here's everybody do your thing before you go. So they've already practiced all these recipes and that's why they can be so intricate and delicious.
Yeah. I just heard a thump outside, but a good thump. The thump of something arriving at my doorstep, and I'm going to have Dom bring it in.
I hope Zabeth didn't just fall off your roof because I just killed her.
Like,
recap.
I brought you a cake. Oh, no.
Did someone mention my cake? Fa-bump. So what do you think it is? What was delivered to you?
I know what it is, and I want to open it up here on the thing, but I'm hoping that Dom can just bring it in so that way I don't have to step away.
Oh, okay. Really good. Yeah,
it's related to what we're talking about.
I love a packaging unopening. Okay, so now let's see. Nadia talks about her bread. The picture is gorgeous. Italian monkey bread, pesto, black olive, garlic. And then she said they all stink of garlic in her family. And then we go over to Toby, who's,
and by the way, and I don't doubt it, because the amount of wild garlic she poured on this thing was so aggressive that I thought for sure Paul was gonna have a fit later on, you know, because he's got delicate taste for as much
I'm a garlic about flavor. I'm a garlic man. Lebanese people, we love that shit too. I mean, it's in everything. You had dinner at my house the other day. Did you wake up garlic infested? Did you smell yourself?
No, I was fine.
Really?
Well, because I'm a garlic fiend myself. I'm a garlic monster. Like, oh, yeah. I feel bad for people who are around me. It probably comes out of my pores, but you know what? Sorry.
Sorry. So let's go.
I'm a garlic brat.
To Toby. Toby is making a pesto for his, and a couple of people are making pestos today. Love a pesto. And he is trying, I don't know, he's kind of boring.
His pesto we already know sucks because we just saw Nadia pour an entire foraged field's worth of wild garlic onto hers. And his is like, he put like a few, like two cloves of garlic into a food processor. I'm like, you know, you're not going to hold. She's a real Italian, first of all. And your pesto is not going to match up. I'm sorry. It just won't.
Yeah. Well, also in his picture, his bundt is very ridged. He's using like a very ridged thing. And it's very, I don't know, straight and narrow. When all the other ones look like big balls full of stuff, his doesn't really look like that. I need big balls full of things, Toby.
This is a deep cut, a specific cut, but his bundt pan looks like the haircut of that lady Diane who was on British Traitors. Remember her who had the son?
Yes.
So yes. To those people who have also watched that, you'll get my reference.
Oh, if God, not, that was a good show. That was a good season.
So good.
Toby's Ode to Italy will be a Parmesan topped monkey bread with porcini mushroom flavored dough balls and nuts filled with this tried and tested green pesto and red pesto. So he's like, well, right after that, he goes, I've never actually made red pesto before, you know? Okay, well, is it tried and true or not? Or is only the green tried and true? And you're just going to wing it with the red. What's in red pesto anyway?
Blood.
Fairy donut child blood.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Red pesto, well, as we all know, red pesto is, it's just strawberries, you know, strawberry jam. It's British. Jams and jellies and everything. Literally everything. It's a jam pesto.
It's a Sicilian style sauce made primarily from sun-dried tomatoes, nuts, and garlic. Oh,
I have had that, actually. I have had that.
That sounds delicious.
Guys, guess what? I've had it. You can all be impressed. I've had it.
I will be making that as well. Sun-dried tomatoes, nuts, and garlic. What kind of nuts? Let's see. Probably.
Okay. Well, while you wait, nuts. We're going to look that up. Wait, give me 10 seconds. The door's just on the other side of this. Give me just 10 seconds.
I'm going to look at it. So I just looked up a red pesto sauce. Let's see what story comes with this one. In my years of cooking as a habits expert, I've learned that a good sauce can completely transform a meal. Okay, an ad just popped up. And sauces do not need to be complicated in order to be good. I have a few sauces that I fall back on all the time. This is a 3-ingredient. Whoa, that's crazy. Pesto Rosso or Red Pesto Sauce is a delightful Sicilian-inspired sauce. You know, I'm actually disappointed that this one doesn't come with a story. Like, when I was a child, I first stumbled upon red pesto. This one actually is just telling you about the pesto, and now I resent this person for not telling me a story. Like, you're not going to fucking win, you know?
First of all, update, I hurt my toe in the process of doing this. I'm opening this up because...
It's almonds you put in there. That's what they use.
Almonds into the red pesto?
Yeah. Red pesto, almonds, garlic, olive oil. This looks amazing. Oh my God.
Doing an unboxing, a live unboxing because
as well, basil and rosemary.
I received two cookbooks, the new Samin Nosrat cookbook.
Good things. It's a pretty cover.
Which is salt, fat, acid, heat. And I'm wondering, do you think she has bread recipes in here? She must.
Ooh, let's have a milk bread off.
She must. She's a real bread person. Okay. Yeasted breads and waffles. She has an entire chapter. I love that she has an entire chapter dedicated to both breads and waffles. Okay. 367. Yeah, hell
yeah. I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, by the way. If you guys haven't watched Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat on Netflix, great, great documentary. Check it out. Food documentary.
Yeah. God, you know, gorgeous. I will skim through this while we recap because we don't have to sit here, watch me turn every single page in this book.
Okay.
Do you think she has a monkey bread recipe though? Because
what was the other one?
The other one is a Thai cookbook.
Why are you only showing one thing? Now we're going to wonder what's in the box. Because we're going to be like, what was the other thing in the box?
I'm only showing one thing because I'm deranged right now. It's a Thai cookbook called Lana.
Oh, nice.
So,
God, your cookbook collection is...
I have to stop.
It's huge.
I have to stop. I've decided that I'm going to start making videos where I review cookbooks. That's what I've decided, everyone.
That's what you should do. You definitely should do that and make things that chair from right the cookbooks. Back there. Yeah, you should totally do it. Yeah.
And it motivates me to actually cook from the cookbooks because I feel like you should probably have like five, you should have cooked five things from a cookbook before you can speak authoritatively about it, right?
I think so, yeah.
Sure.
Sure, that sounds good. I just look stuff up on the internet. That's my cookbook. And then I memorize it and then I cook it wrong every time going forward. Never get anything tasting exactly the same. So anyway, okay, so Natalia is doing her family table monkey bread, okay? And it's going to be stuffed with cheese, bacon, onions, and guys, there are not two big Ukrainian tear and shared loaves.
Okay. Just was no monkey bread or milk bread in submitting those rats new books. So really burst my bubble there.
Yeah. No debate today then. Guess that's over. All right, everybody. Thanks for coming to the show.
Okay. Ukrainian tear and share. Well, no, this is not tear and share. This is monkey bread. There apparently is a difference between tear and share and monkey bread, by the way. That comes up later.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't know the difference, but this is also technically a share bread that you tear and share. So I don't know. So she makes this every Sunday and it reminds her of the Ukraine, guys. And so Noel's like, there's still quite a bit of emotion in your bread. I love you in your bread. I love depression in bread. I love what a delicious ingredient in bread. You know what's good in bread? Loss. God, I love it. Tastes
I love
delicious.
An emotional monkey bread.
I love misery bread. Misery bread. Mmm. Delicious.
So then we, now they go up to Leslie. Leslie's she's the gran, right? She's the one that you love. I believe it's
her. I do like her. She's not a gran, is she?
Mabel. Gran?
Oh, that's right. Mabel. Yeah. Look what happened.
She's like, everything I do for Mabel.
Happened to Mabel. She has a Jerry Herman song as a daughter. Like, how do I not love this woman?
She loves Mabel. So she's making a Stilton pear and walnut monkey bread, which sounds nice. Although just not as exciting to me as all that garlic stuff that was going on with other people. And Leslie is like, so I'm going to chop the pears up and I'm going to mix it in with the Stilton. And Paul's like, how much Stilton? It's like, I think 120 grams. It's like, oh, 120 grams, not a lot. She's like, you think it should be more? And he just shrugs. Paul, you obviously think there should be more. You just said it's not a lot. So just say it. Just say, put in a little bit more.
Yeah, because he'll be telling you in about 20 minutes that wasn't enough. So now everyone's looking at their bread, checking up, you know, now the bread is doubled in size. Now we can shake the dough balls, guys. So let's ensure the monkey bread is bursting with miserable flavor. So we watch everybody fill their bread up. Should we just go to
the judging?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. We're going to be here for 10 hours. We still got two challenges left.
I already stopped in the middle of this recap to go fetch an Amazon box. So they're doing the normal thing. Well, we can give a high level thing of what's some of the issues that are happening. One thing is that Nadia and Poiman, their balls took a long time to finish up. So theirs had less time to prove and less time in the oven, and it became a drama. And then at one point, one of my favorite parts was when they are removing their monkey breads from their bundt pans, like the narrator at some point, one of them says, the bakers must release their monkey balls carefully and delicately from their pans so that way nothing breaks apart. And then it just cuts to Nadia being like, she's like shaking it like crazy. It's like, oh no. And then the balls go flying everywhere.
Toby and Aaron do not have proved bread, so they're worried. Poiman's is looking better than it did at home, so that's good. And Toby's like, something is going to have to be sacrificed, unfortunately. I've chosen my boyfriend. I've chosen my boyfriend.
Toby's straight. No, Toby's a straight is one as well.
You're right. Toby's a straight one. Yeah, Toby's a straight one.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna okay, sacrifice. I'll sacrifice the insecure gay guy's boyfriend. How's that?
So yeah, but his is not rising, which is crazy. It's just a
30 minutes left. And so, you know, everybody's running around. And on this show, running around means literally staring into the oven going, oh my God, please work. Please work. Please work.
Yeah, like one person's totally losing their mind, which in British means, oh heavens. So that was it. So then now it's time for the judges to judge. So they go to Ian first. We see his Irish cheese board monkey bread, which kind of looks like a big orange brain with seeds on it, if you really think about it.
Yes, I'm looking at that. This one looks crazy. Irish cheese board monkey bread. This looks crazy. It looks like a mangled person with bad skin. I don't know. Here, can we show it on the... We should show it on the thing so people can see what I'm talking about. It looks, it's disturbing looking, I have to say. It looks like a brain, maybe, like a brain with bad skin or like a brain with some kind of disease. Here, I'll put it up here. Share screen. Yeah. Give me the window, baby. Give me this window. Okay.
Come on, we got to share this Irish cheese board. There it is.
There we yeah. Go. That doesn't look great. Ian's, yeah, so that's Ian's. Okay, so Paul loves the setup. The bake looks great. Strong color. You can see individual bowls, which is great. And one has blue cheese. I love those
individual bowls.
Love indie bowls. Indie bowls are where it's at. So there's blue cheese and pear and fennel. And in another one, there's a harder cheese, and it has apple and caramelized onion. And for the last, there's a brie style with blackberry and rosemary. Now, he likes it because Prue likes it. Paul says it's superb. He's loves the nuts in there. Okay.
Well, the nuts.
You know what? Pear and blue cheese go together. And that's just a fact.
I love your bowls. Well, there are nuts in there too. I was like, Paul, you have to listen to these words as they come out. You know what I'm also getting sick of? I'm sick of Paul that when he, oh, actually, I'm sorry. That's for later. I'm going to pause. This complaint I'm going to save for later at the Starbaker Challenge. But he likes it. It does well. And we think that Ian is on a good path because Ian is a bread guy. And so we're like, oh, he's living up to it. So now that we move to Leslie's monkey bread, and it's Leslie's family favorite, FAVOURITE monkey bread. And Prue's like, well, I think that looks really appetizing. It's interesting that you've used so many seeds. Who asked for so many seeds? Surely there wasn't anyone here who asked for lots of seeds. It's crazy. Where'd you get that mandate from?
It's like the bottom of a birdcage, isn't it? Yeah, bird brain. You're the one who made her do it. You guys are gaslighters.
Also, what sort of inefficient birds are you keeping around that they don't eat all their little seeds? The birds love the seeds, right?
Yeah. Take your birds off weight loss meds if that's your birdcage. Okay. And Leslie kind of gives them one of her murderous looks. And she's like, okay, well, I've got a pear, Stilton walnut monkey bread. I can't wait to talk about how fat you've gotten in my hair salon. And Prue likes it. Paul really loves the flavor of the pear, but the Stilton is lacking. Okay. He needed a bit more Stilton in there, which is why I said, did you mean to only use 130 grams of Stilton?
Pretty much. That's exactly what he did. Now we go to Tom, the very serious anal Danish gay. And he's the one who made the French dégustation monkey bread, which it seems to be served with some sort of hollandaise or an aioli or whatever. It looks good. You know, it's interesting because they ding someone, I think Poi Man later, for not glazing her monkey bread. And here, his does not look very glazed. I just want to point that out. But he has made lots of miniature croissants. We were like, what do the croissants have to do with anything in the drawing? But there's actually, it's like a scattering of croissants. It's like a very fancy bird's cage. It's like, oh, this looks like a French bird's cage where there's nothing but tiny croissants at the bottom of it.
Yeah, and this one's colorful, which I like. There's greens and oranges and the white one. This one looks very nice. It does look like individual little rolls. And, you know, I like that his croissants are just, what do you call it? Like when someone has too much money, like they're just decadent. Like they don't need to be there. They're not part of the actual thing. He's just like, also I had time to make croissants as well.
They also look kind of pale. Those are some pale croissants as well. I just want to point out.
They're pale in the right places. It's what I like to call myself. Like under my arms, my butt, under my moobs. It's like pale in the right places. This basically looks like me without a shirt, these little croissants.
So Paul likes, he's like, the flavors are great. Punchy, strong, spot on. So when he says it's punchy and strong, that means there's like one black peppercorn in there. He's like, oh, it's on the verge of being too hot. So then Prue is saying, oh, I love that croque monsieur. I spent 2 years in Paris as a student. I lived on croque monsieur. Literally, there was a man that I'd call croque monsieur and I'd just climb up on him. I said, ride him, cowboy. But yeah, it tastes great.
Oh, when I lived in Paris, I lived on croque monsieur. So, Prue.
More like croque monsieur. Like monsieur, may I see your croque? See what I'm saying here?
Yeah. Like Prue, come back to the five and dime. Prue, come back. So let's go over to Natalia's bread. Let's check out what it looks like here. And here it comes, everybody. Here it comes. This is Natalia's family table monkey bread. This looks pretty good. I mean, they all look pretty good, right? Now that we're looking at a lot of them look very similar. And they are all very seed heavy.
Well, yeah, exactly. Very seed heavy. Honestly, I love a seed heavy bread. Like, I think that's like where seeds shine. Shine. So Paul is like, well, the balls are quite big, which makes it more of a Tearenshire than a monkey bread. I'm like, you know what? More like you're a Tearenshire more than a monkey bread sometimes, Paul.
And why is that bigger than anyone else's? They're not any bigger than Leslie's. Did he tell her were too big? They're no bigger than Ian's. Ian's are way bigger. So what absolutely.
What's wrong? Why can't, you know what? Maybe hers is taller. I bet hers is a little taller, too tall.
And now that I look at it, maybe it's because some of those other ones with big pieces are actually a couple of pieces of bread stacked on each other, where I think these probably baked into each other.
You know, it is a bit Tearenshire. I'm not going to lie. I think Tearenshire is more like the monkey bread has to be like balls. I think it has to be like, or ball-ish or ball adjacent.
Layers these are really of balls. Like loaves. Maybe,
these
right.
are like, this is like, a ring of bread druids that got together and stuck shoulders to shoulder or something.
Yeah.
It's like a,
but also I just like to point out while we're talking about consistency and judging is seeds. There's tons of seeds on this. He doesn't say anything about that. Why is he okay with these seeds? Not the other seeds.
He's really lost the thread. I think when it comes to this,
he's lost the seed thread.
He has. Okay. So now we go to Jessica's picnic season, monkey bread, which looks good. It's got some char in places, but I like the size of it. It's kind of like a big disc. And it's got like pools of mozzarella or something, or blue cheese, I guess.
So this Paul one loves looks those different flavors. Than all the other ones. And it looks like, yeah, there's a lot of melty cheese all over, like burnt cheese kind of. And it looks gooier than the other ones, which I like. Yeah, this looks really damn good.
I could get into this one. Wow. I'll tell you one thing. All of her clothes off, more like all of her monkey bread is delicious.
Well, I don't know. In the world of drag king names, it's probably not that far off base, you know?
Yeah. Nadia's monkey bread. So her whole thing is that her monkey bread isn't staying together because she shook it violently out of her pan. So it's all falling apart. So she kind of like stuck it together with all this pesto. Honestly, I'm not mad at it. I don't mind a pre pulled apart monkey bread. Like it's still going to do the same. It's going to be the same effect. I'm still going to go in there.
There's just like one. Well, I mean, we're only looking from one angle, but we can only really see one loose thing right here in this area.
It's like a blooming onion. I think this looks
great. Yeah. And I think adding all the green, like all the fresh green was actually really smart because it does look so much fresher and new, darling. It's new and fresh and interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then here's what's funny too. So Prue says, I quite like that. I mean, I love a milk loaf because it's a little bit cakey and I think it's really delicious. So I'm like, see, this just goes to show they are talking about a different milk loaf than what Poi Man was talking about.
Yeah. And we're going to have to let the milk loaf go, I guess, at some point. But Yeah, I don't want to. I'm still thinking about it because now I want to make like both kinds and see how I can ruin both kinds.
Yeah. Yep. Toby, his is called Trey Skimmy, which means, I guess, three monkeys.
The skimmy or the shimmy? Oh, the skimmy. Yeah, I guess it would be the simmy or the simmy.
Maybe it's simmy. It's probably simmy, like Simeon. Like Trey Simmy.
I don't know. This one looks different than all the others. And this did come out with all the ridges and stuff. Whereas the other ones look like big balls. This one, I don't think this one came out very good looking. It didn't come out good looking. We don't know what it tastes like, but this looks nothing like that drawing except for the ridges, the harsh ridges.
I mean, it's an abject failure. I think like it's cool that it took on the shape of the pan, but like I don't know with like where I would like go in. Like I feel like it's not approachable, you know? Like Nadia's, which was already kind of pre-broken apart, I actually know exactly how I'm gonna approach it. I'm gonna go with that ball or that ball or that ball. But this is sort of like, do I slice it? Do I pick at it? How do I do it?
Yeah, I don't really know. Yeah, this one isn't like a grabby type thing. So yeah, this one's not great. Okay, who's next?
Jasmine. Jasmine's really good in general. Like she's been really on point so far this season. And she has a very good looking monkey bread here. It's got a nice ring shape. It's like cohesive, but it's definitely balls. You know where you're going to like pluck from. Paul's like, oh, this is very neat. The balls are all here. You can see everything. Clever. Clever balls. I could just put my fingers around that ball and just touch the ball and pull at it and have a lot of fun with that ball. You know what I'm saying?
Really tickling the balls there is what I really like. Little, you know, I could just guzzle these balls. I could really just guzzle these balls. It's fantastic work.
So she says, well, there's an olive and a rosemary one. Not coriander, right? Because that's Greek Cypriot. You don't have, do you know about, have you heard of Greece before or Cypriot? No? Oh, I have. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, so they love hers. And next up is...
By the way, and he even says it. He literally even says, he's like, I'm not getting the rosemary with the olive. I'd like to see more olive. And even then, I would have always had coriander with an olive. I'm like, you know what? You have to really get... You have to get over this. This, it's not a Greek Cypriot monkey bread. And that's just how it's going to be, Paul.
Yeah, you need to get over it, Paul. Like, seriously. Get rid of, we know it. We know you've had the Cypriot before, okay? We're all extremely, extremely impressed with you, Paul. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's look at Poyman's flowery thing, which I really like. So what are these flowery things? The Festival Basin Monkey Bread is what this is called. It looks gorgeous. She's got a bunch of little balls that are all put together of different colors, and then she's got these like red flower things coming out of it. Are those bell peppers? What are they?
They look sort of like bell peppers. I think they are bell peppers that have been shaped into sort of like blossoms.
Oh,
I have to say, oh no, it is. And I have to say that Prue suggests that it needed some glaze. And honestly, you can see it does. It does need some glaze, especially because the pesto kind of like sits on top of it in this weird kind of lumpy, like it's just, it looks dry. And when they say that it needs more salt, it's almost like you can almost see that it needs more salt, unfortunately. I don't know how.
Really?
You just can tell.
What does that look like? Somebody needs more salt.
It's like, I think when by not having that glaze on it, some shine, it like you already, it already kind of like looks kind of bland. And like the shine tells you like, oh, this is going to be like a delicious monkey bread with some. It'll be shiny and salty and yummy. And this is
because when we just looked at pictures of Japanese milk bread while we were talking about it, that is a very shiny, buttery looking top.
Yeah.
Right.
Shiny top.
Yeah. We need a shinier top on this. Can I return this for a shinier top?
Okay. These balls need a shiny top. Okay.
This looks lacking in salt. I want to say that at a restaurant one day. I haven't tasted this yet, but it definitely looks like it's lacking in salt. Could you take that back? Thanks.
Hey, everyone. This is the end of part one of this recap. For part two, keep an eye on your podcast feed. It is coming up in just a moment. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you on the second half.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.